This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. China has given Microsoft 20 days to respond to an antitrust probe. China's State Administration for Industry and Commerce is investigating Microsoft to see if the company is violating their anti-monopoly law. The issue here is bundling software. Microsoft bundles its web browser Internet Explorer with its Windows Media Player. Here to explain the issue and its impact, John Talton, Seattle Times economic columnist. Thanks again for coming by, John.
My pleasure, Ross. And on the surface, we might think it's back in the 90s again. And
this sounds very familiar.
Administration, but it's actually very, very different. For 6 years, China has had an anti-monopoly bureaucracy, and it's just now gearing up to do something. And what that something is, nobody can really tell. It has gone after some foreign companies. It's a very sensitive issue. It's a very big potential market for Microsoft. Microsoft is treading very carefully to not give offense. But what I can say is that this is kind of economic warfare by other means. This is China warning off American companies. It gets to the heart of piracy, which is a huge issue in China. And China doesn't really want to play by the same rules that we do.
Now, if I understand it correctly, the complaint here is that by bundling Internet Explorer with Windows Media Player, it's giving this browser an unfair advantage. And so they're saying this is a monopolistic practice, which is the same complaint that happened in Europe against Microsoft also.
Well, I think that if you dig a little deeper, what they're also talking about is things like the authentication codes. So if I want to upgrade the office that sits on my computer, whose name we shall not mention, I have to put in a code that says that I actually purchased this thing. And somehow this is a problem for the regulators in Beijing. But China is a huge source of piracy for all sorts of technology companies. And Microsoft wants to play nice. It's a very sensitive issue for them. But the question is going to be, when is the Obama administration going to weigh in on this as a real trade issue? Because Microsoft is hardly a monopoly over there. Microsoft doesn't make that much money yet. And meanwhile, China has all these state-owned monopolies that aren't being investigated.
Now, I understand this is not just Microsoft that's been targeted by the Chinese in this anti-monopoly accusation.
Right. There have been some other foreign companies. And again, this is a shot across the bow. And none of this can be divorced from China's broader ambitions to gain control of its near seas, the 9 or 10 dotted line, which goes all the way back to Chiang Kai-shek, which we would call the international waterways, but China wants those for themselves. Conflict with Vietnam, conflict with Japan. China is rising and asserting itself, and the question is going to be, will it play by the neoliberal trade rules that we have established or play by its own rules? So far, it plays by its own rules.
Well, kind of bad timing for Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. He's headed to China soon. This trip was planned before the antitrust probe. What do you think was on his agenda to talk about with the Chinese?
I'm sure that it was piracy was a big thing, and protection for intellectual software, and having a level playing field. I mean, I have no inside sources on this. I'm just speculating. But I would say it's probably a very good time for him to go and meet President Xi and the top Chinese officials and see what can be done to make a better relationship.
Who needs who more? Does China need Microsoft or does Microsoft need China?
Both. China desperately needs foreign investment, and China needs foreign companies, but it wants those foreign companies to play by Chinese rules. So in other words, if somebody wants to sell a product to the United States, we say fine, you know, no tariffs, no problem, come right in. We may have some agricultural inspection or whatever. If you want to sell a product in China, they say, well, you've got to build a factory here. And that's just one of the many stealth protection moves that they make. So every company has convinced itself that it desperately needs China because of the huge population, a rising middle class, and a rising world power. On the other hand, China needs us because it holds a bunch of our debt, and the debtor is in a much weaker position than the creditor, rather, is in a much weaker position than the debtor. And so we need each other.
John Talton, economic columnist for the Seattle Times, is with us a little closer to home. Last week, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray announced that the logging company Weyerhaeuser is moving their headquarters to Pioneer Square, big new shiny office building. But that leaves Federal Way and this kind of architectural wonder that's their headquarters there. You always drive by it on the highway. It's huge, 354,000 square feet, and befitting a forest products company, has 1,000 large-scale interior plants. What's going to go in that building? It seems like a very unusual piece of real estate.
Well, it is. I mean, the suburban office park is kind of an artifice of the late 20th century, of the happy motoring age. And we now have a back-to-the-city movement going on where people can have abundant transit. Talented workers like to live in quality center cities, and companies are moving there too. Now, Weyerhaeuser could be bought and sold tomorrow, so you can't say, gee, Weyerhaeuser, big triumph. But the general dynamic that is attracting companies to Seattle is happening in quality cities all over the country. And the old suburban model is more under pressure. Having said that, I think that Federal Way will find a way to attract somebody there. This is a high-quality region. Maybe a company will move its headquarters there. But I don't think that we should get in this Seattle versus Federal Way mindset. The mindset needs to be metropolitan Seattle versus Singapore and Shanghai and Amsterdam.
John Talton, thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure.
John Talton, economic columnist for the Seattle Times, and he blogs at Rogue Columnist. This is The Record on KUOW.